Oil companies in North Dakota are looking for the fastest and cheapest way to get their product to West Coast refineries, and that means they've set their sights here in the Northwest. Trains are already moving oil through Washington and Oregon. There are 6 new oil terminals proposed for Washington State right now. Half of them could be built in just one small community. It's located about 50 miles north of the mouth of the Columbia River. KUOW's EarthFix reporter Ashley Ahern checked it out.
I meet Al Carter at the Home Depot in Hoquiam, Washington, a small community in Grays Harbor.
Hi, Al.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
He
jumps in my car to get out of the pouring rain, and we head out for a tour of his town.
Here, this is called the Industrial Route. If you go off to the right down here...
Carter's lived here pretty much his whole life. He served as a county commissioner for 8 years. He's pro-development and pro-business. When he was in office, he called himself an infrastructure guy.
Sewer, water, roads, that was my 3 mantra things that I used to say all the time. Those are infrastructure things in a community that makes a community grow. And with those things, if you build those things, then people will come to those places.
Carter wants to see more businesses set up shop in Grays Harbor. This county has one of the highest unemployment rates in the state. He's not against oil coming through this community. For him, it's an issue of balance and scale. 3 oil terminals are proposed to be built in Grays Harbor. At maximum capacity, more than 700 ships and barges would come in and out each year. 8 or more trains would roll through town each day, delivering oil to those ships. Carter says that's too much.
For me, the biggest thing is I don't think any one thing should dominate the whole landscape. That much oil, all we're going to be is an oil terminal. Nothing else is going to come here. Nobody else is going to want to come here. There won't be any room for anything else.
Building the terminals would create hundreds of jobs. Longer term, according to research from the oil companies, 45 people would be employed at 2 of the 3 proposed terminals, with 100 jobs created in rail and ship operations. The oil companies say they are committed to the highest levels of public safety and environmental protection. Paul Query is a spokesperson for Westway Terminals and Imperium Renewables, 2 of the 3 companies that want to build oil terminals here.
These are projects that will provide jobs and economic development and tax revenue for Grays Harbor. They will help support the existing refinery jobs elsewhere in Washington, and they will bring domestically produced oil to U.S. refineries and help increase U.S. energy independence.
Environmentalists say the terminals proposed for the Northwest aren't just being built to move oil to U.S. refineries. They could also export crude from the Canadian oil sands. Right now, it's illegal to export U.S. crude oil. Oil prices have been dropping, but industry experts say that more infrastructure, like pipelines, railroads, and terminals, are still needed to catch up with the North American oil boom. Tom Kloza is an energy analyst for Oil Price Information Service. He says that as the Northwest gets less oil from Alaska, refineries here need to make up the difference with North Dakota crude.
The Northwest is the most likely market for Bakken crude or North Dakota crude to go to. Whether it's the most hospitable is going to depend on the way the local communities and regulators look at the environmental consequences.
Members of the Quinault Indian Nation unload hundreds of pounds of freshly caught Dungeness crab at their docks at the mouth of Grays Harbor. Roughly 1/5 of the tribe makes their living fishing and crabbing. They're worried about what an oil train derailment or a ship accident could do to their way of life. Fawn Sharp, president of the Quinault, stands nearby. She sees the oil terminals as a symptom of a much bigger problem that threatens her people: climate change. Last year, the ocean flooded into the Quinault's tribal village, forcing a state of emergency. The glacier that used to feed the Quinault River is gone. She says the Quinault aren't anti-jobs.
We're simply anti-making short-sighted, narrow decisions. We're about, let's look at the science, let's look at the history and culture of the impacts, and make a good public policy decision.
The Quinault have joined with fishing industry groups and environmentalists in opposition to the Grays Harbor oil terminals. State agencies are in the process of conducting the environmental review. I'm Ashley Ahern in Hoquiam, Washington.